welcome to Home Sweet Home, the House of Christmas, as we invite you to share this time of family devotions with all the family. There's nothing like being home during the Christmas season. We do want to emphasize in this radio visit a special devotional time that we are sharing with you that had been prepared by the late Reverend Burt Jones. We want to emphasize that for your Christmas season, be sure that Christ has first place. We might say that a wonderful theme verse for your Christmas season would be Colossians 1:18, that in all things Christ might have preeminence. That in all things Christ might have preeminence. And you know, if he has preeminence in everything you do, your activities and your gifts and your decorating, then we won't need to worry at all that you will not keep Christ in your Christmas. What a change it will make when you will be able to come and adore him. So listen as Bert plays for you, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Jesus said, I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is come to seek and save. And he is Lord. Every tongue.
That will be a reality when you remember Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. In all things, Christ should have the preeminence, that in all things he shall have the first place. Will you determine that at your house?
I guess, Bert, that's why people say that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Well, that's what people need to be remembering, Ruth. I'm convinced this year so much, it seems to me that a total secularization of Christmas has come about once again.
Completely a lack of understanding of what Christmas is all about.
Oh, my. It just makes me sick to even go shopping.
And of
course,
it is true that many times now they're just saying, have a happy holiday. And
yeah.
I'm glad they're just calling it that because that's what it is for most people.
Well, it surely is, you know.
What was that quote again, Ruth?
Jesus is the reason for the season.
And you'll remember that if you remember Colossians 1:18, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. Yes, for lots of people, Christmas just means nice snowfalls, you know, and a nice white Christmas. And for others, it means just building a snowman with the boys and girls. That's all that Christmas means.
Oh, that's Frosty the Snowman.
And for others, it simply means getting their Christmas tree and getting it decorated. For others, it just means sleigh bells and lovely sleigh bells that jingle along the way.
Oh, those bells sound nice.
For others, Christmas is just the busy time of house cleaning and decoration and decking the halls
cooking
with boughs of holly. For others, it means all the things that happen when we have Christmas time in the city.
It's Christmas time in the city.
And for others, it's a reindeer with a red nose. And for others, Christmas means totally a lovely, delightful old man in a red suit with a white beard. We can't forget Santa Claus. Well, all of these things are interesting things about Christmas.
Well, there's some of the traditions that families have.
But they're just about the season. They're attachments to Christmas, additions to Christmas, and traditions to Christmas. And I wouldn't want to do without these traditions. They're lovely. They're delightful. But we cannot lose the centrality of Jesus Christ. Christmas is nothing without Christ.
You cannot spell Christmas without Christ.
We must learn the reason for the season. Christmas must not just be its additions and its traditions, but it must be Jesus Christ himself. That in all things Christ might have the preeminence, join with all the friends gathered here with the family as we sing my own little song, Keep Christ in Christmas.
Christ in Christmas.
Many years ago, I wrote this song, Keep Christ in Christmas, especially for A Visit with the Joneses and a series of broadcasts we were having on the subject of keeping Christ in Christmas. I want you to know you can have a copy of this. We'll be glad to send it to you. The song, Keep Christ in Christmas. It is found in some of the Zondervan Singspiration books also. But we'll be glad to send you a copy if you just ask for Bert's song about Christmas, Keep Christ in Christmas. When you write, Box 575, Erie, Pennsylvania, 16512, and may it remind you to do exactly that. Give Jesus Christ first place. Keep him in your Christmas. That's a very good sample of what a nice group number it is. Lots of churches sing it. Many choirs sing it. Boys and girls love to sing it. If you like a copy, write to us. If you need copies for your church, we have quantity rates available. We'll be glad to send it to you in a hurry so you can still use it at this season. Many churches give out copies of the song to their people.
That's right.
Carol, one Christmas, you wrote a delightful acrostic about keeping Christ in Christmas and using the spelling of Christmas, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. You told us many ways in which we could keep Christ in Christmas. I think we'll just pass that along to folks right now.
All right. These are some suggestions for keeping Christ in Christmas.
For the letter C.
Call on a sad or lonely person.
H.
Have some family carol sings.
R.
Read the Bible with family and friends.
I.
Invite someone to share your Christmas.
S.
Send Christ-centered greetings.
T.
Trim your home with Christ-honoring decorations.
M.
Make someone happy outside your own family group.
A.
Attend many special Christmas church services.
S.
Spell Christmas with Christ, not X.
C is for the Christ child, born upon this day. H for herald angels night. R means our Redeemer. I means Israel. S is for the star that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. For the manger where he lay. is for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas Day. Yes, that's why there's a Christmas Day.
Carol, the last suggestion under the great big letter S at the very end of Christmas. What was that again?
Spell Christmas with Christ and not an X.
It seemed to me for a while we didn't see Xmas as much in advertising and so forth. But again, this year, it seems that I see a revival of Xmas instead of a revival of Christmas.
Well, some people probably think it's a quick way to not have to spell it out. And maybe for some, they're trying to take away the name of Christ.
And they use the Greek letter chi, which looks like an X, and which is used in theological dissertations often.
So that's how it originally
they
got
use
started,
as a substitute. But I've never heard anybody say chemus, keep Christ in chemus, or come, we're having a chemus sale. It's always an Xmas sale that they're having. Well, if you want to have a celebration called Xmas,
that's like an unknown quantity.
Spelled with a great big capital X. I can tell you some good ways to do it.
Oh, well, tell us, Bert.
All right, from my own pen, I'll just tell you how you can have an extra big Xmas.
Well, we're anxious to hear.
Well, first of all, you'll need lots of expense. Have lots of it. You can't have Christmas without it. By all means, go in debt, open more charge accounts, get more credit cards, especially try some of those convenient revolving accounts which only charge 24% interest.
Sure.
Expense!
Oh, that's true.
And then, of course, you'll need lots of extras if you're going to have that extra big Xmas. Extras to help achieve the expensive goal. Be sure to specialize on lots of extras, things you don't need or really want. Those extras that can just make Christmas be a real junky time with lots of extra junk strewn about everywhere and hung about everywhere, making everything an extra mess.
Oh, this is the way to have an Xmas celebration if someone wants that.
If you want Xmas, I'm telling you how to have it. Be sure to have extravagance. While you're adding the extras, you may as well be extravagant, too. Go beyond your limits. Buy bigger, more elegant gifts than you can afford. Get lots of things which are fancier than the normal decor of your home. In other words, the point of an Xmas Christmas is to have exaggeration. You want an Xmas celebration? All right, exaggerate. Make sure to have an exaggeration of Christmas. Why have one candle in a window when with a little expensive extravagance, you could have 14 in each window? Why have one party when you could have 10? Why have one tree with 200 lights when you could have a tree in every room of the house with 1,000 lights in each? Live it up. It's a big day. Make it great and exaggerate. Isn't that a good motto for Xmas? Make it great and exaggerate.
That is if you want an Xmas Christmas.
And then, of course, if you're going to have Xmas, this exaggeration will lead very easily to excesses. All kinds of intemperance over and above the ordinary. More gifts. Later hours, more drinking, more eating, richer and richer food, more antacids. Now, if you do a good job of exaggerating the excesses, you will find that very soon you have made a great big exhibition that will give you a very good Xmas celebration. You have to have it be an exhibition. You'll be a veritable show-off. Your Christmas will be bigger and better than that of anyone else in your circle. And guests, even uninvited, may come from near and far to see your exhibition. After all, that's what Xmas ought to be, isn't it? a great big exhibition, like a World's Fair or a trip to Disneyland, or surely nothing less than a trip to the Merchandise Mart in Chicago. Of course, to accomplish all the above may result in a few X's which are not quite as pleasant. For instance, if you're going to really celebrate Xmas instead of Christmas, then it will involve some exertion. You'll have to put a lot into it. It'll take a lot of effort. You'll have to plan on several months of good 20-hour days to reach your goals of having the above X's as part of your lovely Christmas celebration. You'll have to exert yourself, your physical and mental and nervous energies. Exertion is the key to catching the real meaning of Xmas, I'll tell you. Exertion is very important, and it's altogether possible that the proper amount of exertion on your part to have Xmas will result in a good case of exhaustion. You'll be plenty tired by then. You'll feel evidence of weakness and fatigue at times. You may have to resort to more than your usual 10 cups of coffee a day, and your cigarettes may increase from the usual 2 packs per day to 3 or more. In the end, near the great day itself, you may have to resort to regular doses of pep pills, but then after it's all over, you can always take sleeping pills to calm down the effects of the pep pills. At times, this could lead to total exasperation.
But you'll be having an Xmas.
Well, that's what I'm explaining,
right,
how
right.
to have a real big Xmas.
For those that want that.
This will lead to total exasperation. There will undoubtedly be times on the day before your biggest party of all, or on the day before Xmas itself, that you will feel like throwing up your hands in total exasperation. Your feeling of helpless irritation will possibly just know no bounds. You may be tempted to throw out all the beautiful gifts, or to cancel all the parties, or to violently tear down all the decorations. Feelings of bitterness may well up within you, as in total exasperation you say, why did I get into this anyhow? What's it all for? What's it all about? So I must warn you that in such a state, the whole thing, the whole celebration of Xmas, could just as well blow up into one violent explosion. By this time, tempers will be high. By this time, nerves will be worn to their ragged ends. Nothing will go as planned. Everyone will start screaming and fussing and fighting. There will likely be an explosion before the whole thing is over. Your husband may leave and go out on a drunk. Your wife may decide to divorce you. The relatives surely will go home mad, determined never to come again. The neighbors will never speak to you one more time. And fear not, for an explosion is a very important part of Xmas. After all, it's all been building to this great big climax for days and days and weeks, for just as an explosion is the proper way to end any great celebration with fireworks and all, so an explosion is part of this extra special holiday with origins unknown called Xmas. And an extra big Xmas to all.
Oh, Bert, that was so thought-provoking, and certainly should make each of us determine that we're going to keep Christ in Christmas.
That's
and
right.
Not have this horrible, terrible Xmas celebration.
Keep Christ in Christmas, let him abide. Mid all the tinsel and tinkling bells, all of the wrappings and fancy frills, keep Christ in Christmas. Don't spurn his grace. Your joy will increase.
You'll have sweet Christmas peace
when Christ has first place.
That in all things Christ might have the preeminence. Let him into your heart and your life and your home, that Christmas shall be a Christ-centered Christmas, all that it ought to be.
Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Say goodbye. Won't you let him in?
Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my